Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
People are telling me I got to get a wireless meat thermometer.
Yeah.
Do you have a meat thermometer?
Yes. Yeah. Check it on your phone.
I said the other day that air conditioning is the greatest invention known to mankind. A wireless meat thermometer might be up there. I do need to invest in one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette joins us now. Chris, would you consider yourself a grill boss?
I'm not a grill boss. I can throw down on the grill. I'm like a grill manager. I'm working my way up the chain.
What's the next step? Like grill general manager? I mean, how's that go?
Yeah.
Grill czar? Is it like the NFL where you just name it whatever you want? Director of grill personnel?
Exactly. I make up whatever titles I want. But like, if you watch like Coming to America, I'm like right under like owning McDowell's. That's where I'm at right now, at Grill Masters.
Outstanding. Chris, Mark Caboli came on here the other day and he said that he thinks in 4 years that Caleb Johnson's numbers will be better than those put up by Najee Harris. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I agree. And particularly because I think that he's inheriting a much better situation with the Steelers. You think about where the offensive line was when Najee Harris arrived. They were thinking that David DeCastro was going to be able to play another couple years. And then that spring, he just, I have an injury. I'm retired. Bye. And so then they had to go get Trey Turner. Then that didn't, and that was only temporary. And the whole offensive line, the guy that they were hoping would develop, Chukwuma Okorafor, didn't become the guy they were hoping. You know, the guy they picked in Kendrick Green didn't work out. They struggled. And it was a big time struggle to really get anything going when Najee Harris arrived. And then even last year, when like, okay, they got a center in Zach Frazier. Now they got, they got James Daniels get hurt. And Troy Fulton with a tackle they drafted gets hurt. And Broderick Jones is still at right tackle. So the offensive line never really got going. And one thing, if you ask Mark Caboli, he'll tell you he remembers when Rashard Mendenhall in 2009 was getting blamed for, he has terrible vision. He can't run. He has nowhere to run to. And it was because the offensive line was bad. But then when they got him one good offensive lineman and Marquise Pouncey, all of a sudden he was going off in the regular season. He was a big part of what got them to the Super Bowl before he definitely did fumble in Super Bowl 45. But his vision all of a sudden improved. It was just because the offensive line's better. I think that's what Caleb Johnson's going to get. And when I watch him at Iowa, and I talked about this on Locked On Steelers for today, when I watch Caleb Johnson work at Iowa, this is a guy who stacks defenders very well. He understands where his linemen are going to go, and he uses them so well. And, when Najee Harris was at Alabama in his last year, he had Landon Dickerson, Evan Neal, Alex Leatherwood, all first and second round picks. The two dudes that went in the draft this year from Iowa's offensive line were seventh round picks. So I think Caleb Johnson, if the Steelers offensive line takes a step forward this year and becomes like a really good unit in the next few years, I think he's going to have better career numbers than Harris did in Pittsburgh.
Do you think that Caleb Johnson has a better year than Jalen Warren this year?
Now, that's the tough one because I really like Jalen Warren. I really like what he's able to bring to the table. And when you if the O-line's playing well, Jalen Warren's speed is going to be a problem for teams. But I'm going to say that Caleb Johnson does overtake Jalen Warren by mid-season. I do think Jalen Warren's going to get the start at the beginning of the year, but eventually you're going to see Caleb Johnson just get more and more chances, and I think he's going to become more of the workhorse back that the Steelers want to take over games as things go on. But I do think that these guys split carries a lot. Like I was asked the other day about fantasy-wise for either one of those guys. I would not pick either too high in my fantasy drafts because I think that they're going to be like handcuff running backs where, you're going to want to have both on your team because either one of them could be the guy that goes off on any given week. But I do think by the end of the season, I think Caleb will be the primary option in the backfield.
Chris Carter of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and the Locked On Steelers podcast joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Dante Jackson led the Steelers in interceptions last year. but he left a lot to be desired towards the end of the season. He was dealing with injuries. Do you think Darius Slay will have a better season than Dante Jackson did last year?
I think he will if he stays healthy, in the sense that I think that he'll give up less. Because whereas Dante Jackson did get interceptions, he also was getting beat here and there. I think Darius Slay will be really technically sound in a lot of the things that he does. One thing that people don't notice, if you look at Darius Slay's stats on Pro Football Focus, he had the second most passes broken up in the league last year, only behind Denzel Ward. And he's not doing that with speed anymore. Like, you know, he used to be one of the faster cornerbacks in the NFL. But nowadays, he's more of the technique. He doesn't have the speed and explosiveness of, you know, a 28-year-old. He's got to be smart. He's got to use his guile. He's got to use the experience. And that's something he does very well. When he can see route concepts coming by the way that teams line up and from his tape studying of how teams like to do things. And so if he does that part and he stays healthy, I think that he'll be really appreciated by Steelers fans this year, because he's not giving up those plays, and because occasionally that'll also lead to him getting some turnover opportunities.
Chris, this is a general NFL question. As we sit here right now, who's a better quarterback, Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow?
Patrick Mahomes.
Because intern Dom, who is in for Callis this week, he thinks that it is no doubt Joe Burrow is a better quarterback right now in the NFL.
Intern, front and center, what is wrong with you, man? My God, that's just preposterous right there. But I get that there's excitement for Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is an awesome reader of the field. But here's what I'll say about Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow, I think, has a better 1-2 punch at wide receiver than Patrick Mahomes has, and maybe has had. I know that you could probably say Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce are better than, you know, maybe they're better than Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. But Ja'Marr Chase is up there with being the best receiver in football right now, and T. Higgins ain't too far behind. And I just look at that, and I'm thinking, like, man, Joe Burrow's got that going for him. I'm sorry. And Joe Burrow is the one guy, the only guy that has stopped Patrick Mahomes from going to the Super Bowl in the last 6 years. But this is like the LeBron question about, you know, when in his prime, who was better than him? Because Patrick Mahomes has been to 5 of the last 6 Super Bowls. And yes, it's a team sport. And yes, the Chiefs have other players around him that are helping him. But that man continues to come up and do the right things at the right time. And his numbers may not be better than Joe Burrow some of the times, because Joe Burrow has to do everything for his team to make things happen. But I don't need the stat padding as much. I need the winning. I need the clutch play. I need the coming through in the big moments. And almost every time, Patrick Mahomes finds a way to do that. And I will take Patrick Mahomes as the best player in the NFL. I also, you know, I put Joe Burrow below Lamar Jackson right now. Joe Burrow has made the playoffs twice in the last 5 years. He got some work to prove. And granted, the Bengals share blame in that. But, you know, if you up there, if you're the best, you got to at least get your team to the playoffs a lot more often.
Chris Carter with us here from the Post-Gazette. Chris, I'm not getting the Bengals hype. I know that historically,
I'm right with you,
good season with Joe Burrow last year. I mean, that offense was great. He was great. Those receivers mm-hmm. were great. But it seems like nationally, they're viewed as clearly the number two team in the division that's battling it out with Baltimore. But lest we forget, they didn't make the playoffs last year, and I'm not seeing it from an improvement standpoint on the defensive side for them.
I mean, on the defensive side or the offensive line side? Because that's the other part of this, is that, you know, Joe Burrow, two of the years that they, and like being fair to Joe Burrow, two of the years they missed the playoffs with him there, he missed half the season because he was injured. But why is he getting injured? Because his offensive line can't protect him, and they're not picking good offensive linemen. And so when you look at the importance of this, this is why back when they picked Ja'Marr Chase over Penei Sewell, it was like, I don't know, man. Like you might need to get a protector for him, and Ja'Marr Chase has been amazing for them. But, man, if they had Penei Sewell on the offensive line, would Joe Burrow have finished a couple more seasons? Would he be dealing with as many injuries? I don't know for sure, but I think their offensive line would be a heck of a lot better with a guy who might be the best tackle in the NFL right now. And so I think right now, if you look at the Bengals and where they are, their defense, they did it. Haven't improved it. Heck, their best player from last year, Trey Hendrickson, don't even want to be with him. Now, he's working out at least a little bit, but, like, That's been public. The guy they drafted to replace Trey Hendrickson won't even sign his rookie deal. So him and Shamar Stewart, the two biggest guys are supposed to be in part of, they're not even around. And so they let go Jermaine Pratt. He didn't want to stick around. So I don't know what the Bengals defense is going to do. They're going to have one of the worst defenses in the league next year. They're going to have probably still a subpar offensive line. And they're going to be heavily dependent on Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase and T. Higgins to carry the team every single week. And we saw last year, sometimes that's not enough. And it's going to be exciting. They're going to be fun. But I would not be shocked if by the end of the year, they're in third place behind the Ravens and the Steelers, and they miss the playoffs again, and everyone's just starting to ask, like, okay, how long can they keep doing this with Joe Burrow before something has to get shook up? Because – frankly, it's been underwhelming and disappointing. But I'm right with you, Adam. I don't believe in the Bengals.
All right, I got another one here for you for the Steelers. Calvin Austin last season, 548 yards. 36 catches, 548 for Calvin Austin last year. Does Roman Wilson best those numbers this year for the Steelers?
I don't think so. I think Roman gets a little bit under those, but particularly because I think DK Metcalf gets a good share. I think Calvin Austin gets a bigger share this year. I think that he's going to be a bigger part of the offense. And I also think Pat Freiermuth and Darnell Washington get a little bit more feeds in the offense as well. And then at that point, it's going to be like Roman Wilson's going to be the third option. And there's still the potential that they add a wide receiver via trade or free agency that would then jump ahead of him in that roll call. But I think that Roman Wilson, he'll probably get some good spots here and there, but this is his year to fill it out. This is like his first, this is like Calvin Austin's second year for him, because Calvin Austin similarly missed the entire season with a preseason injury. So I think that he's going to be in a similar spot where he's going to come in, figure out some spots. Aaron Rodgers will hit him with some good passes, and he'll make occasional plays. But I think he won't have the year Calvin Austin had last year until he gets to his third year in the NFL, which will be his second real year playing. So I don't think he will do that, but I think it's going to be because I think the ball is going to spread around a little bit more with Aaron Rodgers. I just wrote about in the Post-Gazette today about how the tight ends are excited about the new look of Arthur Smith's offense. Darnell Washington talked to us about how even just in installs and what they're doing right now, what they did during OTAs and minicamp, they're doing different formations. They're using them. He's like, I lined up out wide and I'm running slants. Like, I didn't do that before. Like, I know they're using me in all these different ways that I didn't think I'd ever be used. And so I'm excited for that. And so, you know, Freiermuth, I think, also will get used differently. They're gonna use their tight ends a bit differently. They're gonna use their other receivers more, and I think that might limit Roman Wilson from being a breakout guy this year. But I do think he gets a couple good plays in here and there throughout the season that get him set up for, you know, a better third year.
Chris, this was wonderful. We appreciate your time and good luck with your continued wedding planning, friend.
Thank you, guys. Also, Adam, get a meat thermometer, man. Come on.
Yeah, seriously.
Thank you, Director of Meat Personnel. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, guys.
He petered out there at the
end. Yeah, a little bit.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.